This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. New particulars emerged this week about what happened within the federal government prior to the terror attacks of September 11, 2001. Those details were disclosed in staff reports and testimony before the commission investigating the attacks. NPR's Pam Fessler reports that the commission is piecing together a narrative of what is being called the Summer of Threat.
From April until July 2001, there was a huge spike in intelligence reports about the possibility of a major terrorist attack against U.S. interests. Top national security officials were alarmed by the sheer volume of this intelligence. Commissioner Jamie Gorelick described the reports as hair-raising when CIA Director George Tenet appeared before the panel.
And you have told us our collection sources lit up during this intense period. They indicated that multiple spectacular attacks were planned, some of them in the final stages, and you noted that these warnings were widely disseminated in the government.
That dissemination set off a flurry of activity, almost all of it unknown to the American public at the time. U.S. embassies and overseas military facilities were ordered to tighten security. The U.S. Fifth Fleet was redeployed from the port of Bahrain, and a Marine Corps exercise in Jordan was stopped and the troops withdrawn. The CIA launched efforts to disrupt suspected terrorist operations overseas. In his written testimony, Tenet claims that during this period, his agency helped to break up a terrorist cell in Jordan, seizing large quantities of weapons, and it also helped to disrupt plans to attack U.S. facilities in Yemen and Saudi Arabia. Tenet says the threats were taken very seriously.
By this spring and summer, everybody was seized with the urgency of this nature by virtue of what I was telling them. And by this time period, the CSG's meeting every day.
The CSG was the White House counterterrorism group headed by former aide Richard Clark. In early July of 2001, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice told Clark to expand the meetings to include other domestic and law enforcement agencies so they too could be briefed on the warnings. The FBI issued a national threat advisory, and the Federal Aviation Administration told airlines to be alert for possible hijackings. Secretary of State Colin Powell told the commission that almost all of the efforts were focused overseas.
Most of us still thought that the principal threat was outside of the country. We didn't know that those who were going to perpetrate 9/11 were already in the country, had been in the country for some time, and were hard at work.
But not everyone thought the government's response to these new threats was sufficient. According to a report released this week by the commission, Deputy CIA Director John McLaughlin said there were tensions as the new administration tried to get up to speed during this period. The commission's Deputy Director, Christopher Kojum, reads from the report.
Officials, including McLaughlin, were also frustrated when some policymakers, who had not lived through such threat surges before, questioned the validity of the intelligence or wondered if it was disinformation.
The report also reveals that two veteran CIA officers were so worried about an impending disaster that summer that one of them told the commission they considered resigning and going public with their fears. Richard Clark, in his new book, Against All Enemies, writes that he was not as dismissive as some about the possibility of an attack inside the United States. He says he told agency representatives at his July counterterrorism meetings to report anything unusual, even if, quote, a sparrow should fall from a tree. But it's what wasn't reported to those involved in this frenzy of activity that summer that was far more serious, as Commissioner Richard Benvenisti notes in his questioning this week of Clark.
Did you know that the two individuals who had been identified as Al-Qaeda had entered the United States and were presently thought to be in the country?
I was not informed of that, nor were senior levels of the FBI.
And neither did top officials learn that some FBI agents were concerned about a number of foreign men taking flying lessons inside the United States, and that one of them was arrested in August. According to the commission, Clark told Rice on July 27th that the spike in intelligence appeared to have ended, and that any attack had likely been postponed for a few months. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.